Money in the Bank.com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
I'm starting to think about it out loud.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is your favorite knockout, Tara.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
This is WWE Superstar, The Miz.
The greatest man that ever lived, always liked the good rap. And you're listening to the greatest rap.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Coming down the aisle will be the former champion, and you'll hear his music.
Did someone not get what they wanted? Oh, that's too bad.
Where is your savior? Surprise, surprise. He ain't here for you. But you know who is? I am. I am here for you just like I have been every day since I have been around.
With your host,
Kitty,
Lindsey Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Just Taker, hate me. Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
All you have to do is believe.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Who's gonna teach you how to dance? Who's gonna show you how to fly? Who's gonna call you on the lame, dope, smoking, slack, and little sucker you are?
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. I am your host, Lindsey Ward, and joining me, as always, is my ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
Prima!
Really? Really? No, Prima. No, you have to do it. No, you have to do it.
I was doing it. Free move.
There we go.
You like that, Mel?
This is going to be a fun show, y'all. We got a lot to get into tonight. We have SmackDown, we have NXT, we have Fastlane.
Oh, and by the way.
Free move.
We have both.
And if you don't know why we're playing Brie Mode constantly, tune into the Rack Extra this week and you'll find out why.
It's available now at Rack Radio Show and WildTalkRadio.com.
That's right. But like Brie I was saying, Mode. We have a lot to get into. We have Fastlane, we have SmackDown, we have news.
NXT,
and oh yeah, Shawn Michaels.
You know, a little interview with the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
That you know, just another day in the life. And we'll get to Shawn here in a little bit. We want to jump right into the news, though, brought to you by our friends over at PNWmania.com and TNAsylum.com, the haven for TNA fans. And, well,
we actually have TNA news tonight.
We actually do have TNA news tonight. And, well, I say we kind of jump into that because that's sort of the biggest news this week that we have.
Yeah, it sort of is the biggest story of the week. It is the TNA news because one of the legacy members of Impact TNA Wrestling is no longer there.
That's right. Samoa Joe announced earlier this week that he and TNA have parted ways. And, well, it's sad to see Joe go, but at the same time, I'm sort of half happy because this means now he can move on to greener pastures. Of course, there are a million rumors surrounding Joe in terms of where he's going to go, whether he's going to end up in ROH, whether he's going to get a tryout with WWE, or whether he's just going to kind of maybe retire. Who knows? I don't expect him to retire either, but you can't count out all your possibilities.
You really can't, but there's a lot of money on the table, most likely for Samoa Joe. Here's a few things. Magnus, not gonna lie, pretty devastated my big brother won't be there next time I go to work. He'll be more than fine. Samoa Joe is a pro. Jonathan Matthews tweeted, when you acquire an art like calling a wrestling match, there are guys you look forward to calling. Samoa Joe is one of those guys. And Kurt Angle goes, to Samoa Joe, one of the very best I've ever had the privilege to wrestle. Many blessings to you and your future. I will remember the feuds.
So some very nice tributes to Joe right there.
Yeah, and Taz goes, just sucks to hear Samoa Joe leaving TNA. He'll do great things to continue his excellence. Don't know what else to say, and don't agree. Now, the biggest thing out of this whole thing is, Samoa Joe's gone. AJ Styles is gone. Two of the guys who were sort of the backbone for the company for almost a decade are no longer with the company.
Yeah, the quote-unquote legacy members are shrinking, and they're shrinking fast. I think the only ones that are left are Young, Storm, and...
Rude?
Rude and Abyss.
That's it. Everyone
that's
else.
It.
That's your heart of TNA, and that's it. And I guess since he's in the ring now, Jeremy Borash, but, God, that's putting Jeremy Borash in the ring. It's not a great idea.
No, it's really not.
Though they had him fly off the top rope down on the Tyrus one on this past week's episode.
Oh, God.
Yeah, JB Bald, it's a weird thing. But at least SoCal Val got to go with them to Europe, which was cool.
That's pretty cool.
Because Christy Hemme just gave birth, so they needed a ring announcer. Anyway, that's a tangent.
Yay, Val's back.
Yay, Val's back for he was back for a week. Anyway, we're 6 weeks on TV. Anyway, tangents. Woohoo! Gotta love them. Back to Samoa Joe. You gotta wonder, at his age, is a WWE run in his future? The statement is, I don't think there is. Which sucks because you would want to see what he could do with some of the WWE talent there is right now, but it's like, has that boat sailed?
I think at this point they're sort of discounting age for specific talents. Cause you look at guys like Harper and Owens and Brian, Punk, some of these guys, well, Punk doesn't really count among that list, but there are guys that they're sort of discounting their age right now for the sake of their talent. And those guys that are older that they know they're not going to necessarily get as many miles out of, they're going ahead and they're bringing forward and they're pushing to get what they can out of them. I think it would be worth WWE's time to give Joe a try. That being said, Joe's probably going to have to drop a lot of weight. Because the last time I saw him, he was relatively heavy.
Yeah, well, that's Samoa Joe for you. He's not the lightest of dudes.
He's not the lightest of dudes, but Joe was a lot skinnier when he initially came into TNA, and he's been steadily gaining weight over the last however many years he's been in the company. I forget now, seven years?
Decade? Yeah.
And has it really been a decade? Good lord.
when did you join the company? Like 2003, 2004?
Might be. No, it was like, they were in the Impact Zone and Universal because they were still on Fox Sports when he showed up.
It's been a while.
It's been a long while since he showed up.
2005, he started his undefeated streak in TNA. So it was a decade. It would have been a decade in June. A decade he was there. Jesus,
God, that's scary.
That's a long time ago.
I feel so old now, but
TNA started when I graduated high school. Think about that. The day I graduated. That's scary old. Anyway. Tangents. You know it's going to be a good show when we tangent.
This is what we do on this show. We tangent.
I know.
We eventually get through it.
I know. Anyway.
Because, you know, we just can't read everything as it is. We have to go off on 50 billion tangents before we actually get to the point. So we're going to get to the point.
I don't think Joe's going to WWE.
I don't think Joe's going to WWE either. If he were to, though, I would bet that they make him lose a little weight because I know Joe is heavy, but Joe is a lot heavier than what he used to be.
If you look at what they're doing with Kevin Owens, that's sort of the program. not telling you to drop a lot of weight, but lean it out.
Yeah, I mean, they want you to keep your look because that's what got you there, but at the same time, they need you to be able to go in the ring and be healthy, and carrying around a lot of weight isn't what you need to do. And so, you know, it's, they'll just look at Joe and they'll be like, okay, well, you probably need to drop 20 pounds.
That being said, on the flip side, he could be a useful hand on NXT as a veteran performer.
He could be a useful hand on NXT. He could be a great trainer for NXT. He could be any number of things for WWE. Because don't forget that they're also looking at these veteran indie guys and bringing them, guys and girls, I should say, and bringing them in as trainers.
I think it's a little too soon for him to be a trainer.
It might be a little bit too soon for him to be a trainer, but it would be a good gig if he could get it.
If he could get it, yeah, it'd be a great gig. Because
they have a way of injecting their own style into the WWE product. Because what are we seeing lately is we're seeing guys and girls retaining a style, but still working it within the WWE product. And that is thanks to the trainers down at NXT that are helping them out with that, as well as, you know, them showing their own individuality. So I think Joe could help there. But I would like to see Joe get a tryout because I think he's worth their time.
I agree with you. There's a big part of me that doesn't see it.
There's a big part of me that doesn't see it either. But, you know, things can change.
Things could definitely change, and there's always been a shift, and it seems like people are trying to get in Triple H's ear to maybe give him a shot, just to take a look. It's also that stigma of TNA. It's like, do we bring the guy in who's been in TNA for so long, and we have to repackage him as our own in some way? At the same time, is a guy at his age worth the time and investment? If he's committed long term, yes. If he isn't, then it won't be WWE. It's not worth WWE's time.
Well, here's kind of the beauty of it. I don't think they'd have to worry too much about repackaging Joe from TNA because TNA's audience isn't a concern to them.
No, it's not a concern, but there's that thing where it's a TNA guy. That's minor league to them.
Well, at the same time, Owens was ROH, so was Zayn.
And you could see they're spending time redeveloping who they are down in NXT.
Yeah, and they could do the same for Joe. It just kind of depends on what they want to do, if they want to do it.
If he's committed, it'd be great for him. Ring of Honor is having financial problems, so he may be able to get his foot in the door there, because they'll probably always welcome him back. But they're up against it financially this year, so we'll see if that's an option. Because they've been bringing out a bunch of talent. Oh, if they can afford Joe, and as far as money goes, AJ Styles had the best financial year of his career. It could be the same for Joe in 2015 if he takes the approach AJ Styles did in 2014.
Go to Japan.
Go to Japan, work some high-priced indies, and make a lot of money. That's what AJ Styles did, and he had a great year. When it came to Joe and TNA, it was basically, again, the AJ Styles issue, money. They could not afford to pay him what he was already being paid.
And he's not going to take a price cut.
He was not taking the price cut. They worked all the way up to the last second trying to get a deal, and it just... If you're making an X amount and you're not have the ability to make any more, and they want you to take less, why sign?
Yeah. I would agree with that. Yeah, so we'll have to see where Joe ends up.
But, we know where one person won't be ending up anytime soon, or at least after this year, and that's Kid Cash.
That's right. And another TNA original in quotations, I guess, has announced that he is retiring from the ring again.
He's officially retiring from the ring at the end of 2015. He's going to make some indie dates in the U.S., go to his favorite cities, go to U.K. one more time, and then call it quits at the end of 2015. So long, Kid Cash.
Thanks for the memories. And if it wasn't for Kid Cash, none of us on this network probably would have met each other. So thanks for that.
Thank you, Cash.
Thank you, Kid Cash.
Anyway, moving on.
Moving on, a final TNA story is that, well, somebody else isn't going to be moving anytime soon, and that would be Eddie Edwards, as well, the poor bastard broke his heel.
Yeah, he was facing his tag team partner, David Richards, at TNA Extravaganza, one and only pay-per-view taping on Sunday or Monday, and ended up doing a flip and breaking his heel. Ouch.
Yeah, it's like, you just cringe when you hear that. It's like, ooh, broken heel, ow.
And it was for one of the one night only tapings, and it's like, he did it on an event no one's gonna see. It's like, oh, it sucks.
Poor guy.
Like, if you're gonna get injured, do it in front of a, like, an audience of some sort, but no one watches the one night onlys. I feel bad for him.
Yeah, I feel bad for him too, so. Feel better, Eddie. We hope you, you know, get well soon.
Yeah,
thumbs up.
He's getting married, so that's, he has something to look forward to.
What is he gonna do, drag his foot down the aisle?
be
oh down. God, imagine his bride. You did what? You broke what? What? Like, you know she's like probably in full on panic right now. What do you mean you broke your heel? We're supposed to get married.
Right? Yeah. He'll be hobbling down that aisle. At least he doesn't have to walk the aisle like the bride does. At least that's a good thing. He can just, you know, lean there on one foot.
Yeah.
Give him a crutch. He'll be fine.
Yeah. He'll be okay. But yeah, so I don't have any real transition. Well, no, I kind of do. We'll go ahead and talk about this. Speaking of people getting sick, getting hurt. One more illness related note, and I have to talk about it because it breaks my little heart a little bit. Monday night on Raw, Bray Wyatt was in the dark match with John Cena, and well, Boo Boo wasn't feeling well. There were reports that he was having trouble walking, he was having trouble wrestling, that he did not look well, and it appears he wasn't well because at some point during the match, he rolled out of the ring and got sick at ringside.
Yeah, he sort of, like, did it on the floor behind the steps, it seemed like. Yeah.
See, when I originally heard it, I thought it was in the middle of the ring. I was like, ew.
It could have been in the middle of the ring, but from the video I saw, it may have been in the ring, but you really didn't see it. Maybe you're dry heaving in the ring. I don't know.
Yeah.
But and the ref pulled out his gloves and everything. It looked like he told the ref, I'm sick, and he quickly went to the outside, did his business, and then continued on with the match.
Yeah,
I know. The show must go on. The show must go on. Speaking of the show must going on, Shawn Michaels coming up here in just a little bit. Heartbreak Kid on the rack.
Ding! And speaking of coming up, WWE has announced that they have a new book coming out with DK Publishing, which is actually kind of cool, because it's a illustrated roster book, basically, where it talks all about their roster, and it has these really cool hand-drawn pictures of their talent, and sort of gives you little bios and information on them, and it's kind of cool.
It is the Ultimate Superstar Guide, I believe it is, by Prima Games and DK Publishing, coming out on March 24th. Go to your local bookstores everywhere and buy it, or buy it online at Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble or wherever. Looks pretty cool. It's an animated little book. The captions are really interesting, especially for the ones we saw for Bray Wyatt and The Undertaker.
Yeah.
They even mentioned how The Undertaker is 21 and,
We don't talk about that.
We're not talking about that, but they mentioned it.
I don't have to talk about that for another week, because I know that's the first thing that's going to happen when that Bray Taker feud kicks off, and it's going to kill me.
Nailing that thing one nail at a time in that coffin. But, yeah, we'll talk more about that during our Fastlane preview.
Why not?
So, I don't have a transition, but we're gonna transition to it anyhow, cause we have audio for it. So if you remember on Monday Night Raw, Seth Rollins made some comments, right?
Right.
About The Daily Show and Jon Stewart. Well, Mr. Jon Stewart took to the camera phone and the YouTubes and had this to say to one Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins, You made a lot of mistakes in your life. Being a turncoat for your brothers on the Shield. Being a toady for the Authority. Not being able to choose which color your hair should be. But this is the biggest mistake you ever made. By coming after the Daily Show. You just stepped in a world of hurt, my friend. A world of hurt that even your buddies at J&J Security aren't gonna be able to save you from. I'm coming for you, Rollins. And you're gonna see it. 160 pounds of dynamite. Obviously not dynamite. I mean, my bone density is not, what it used to be. 160 pounds of wood. Like a softwood. Like a pine. Like a pine. Like a balsa. Like, still, splinters, you know? That's gonna hurt. My point is, you messed with the wrong guy. And I'm coming. And that's money in the bank, my friend. Yeah.
Stewart for champ. Hashtag Stewart for champ 2015.
I love that he's so into it. Amazing.
This is just amazing. And well, we're not done there.
No, we're really not. So
because Seth responded.
And here's a little bit of what he had to say.
About it.
It's quite interesting, to be honest with you. You know, I just made the comment sort of in jest on Monday, and then here he is now a few days later calling me out. And I told him on Twitter, I said, Mr. Stewart, John, I'll say it right now, you know where to find me. I'm at Fastlane this Sunday in Memphis. You can come check me out, or I'm live in the middle of the ring on Monday Night Raw every single week. I told you, my security guys, they'll hold the middle rope up for you, man. You can come on.
He calls himself 160 pounds of dynamite. Are you the least bit worried that he could, you know, surprise you? He used to be a college athlete. He's athletic.
What did he, was he a curler? Was he a college curler?
He was a soccer player, bro.
What was he doing?
He scored the winning goal against William & Mary back when he was a standout college soccer player.
Oh, a soccer player. Okay, well that's a little bit different than than we do. People think we take falls. Look at soccer players.
I love it.
You're not scared at all then, Seth.
Why would I? I mean, I don't even know how old John Stewart is. He's ancient at this point, right? He's got to be a fossil. He talked himself about how he's balsa wood. Am I worried about his splinters? I don't think so. I'm 28 years old. I'm the fittest competitor in all of WWE. There's nobody on the WWE roster that can even touch me, let alone John Stewart.
I don't know, dude. He could have someone back him up, though.
There you go.
Oh, Seth. You're going to get yourself in so much trouble one of these days.
It's probably going to lead to Jon Stewart guest hosting Monday Night Raw in a conversation. But wouldn't it be cool if it was WrestleMania?
Get out of my head! Just get the hell out of my head!
It's a nice warm place.
One brain, y'all. One brain. It's scary!
It is. Because we haven't even talked about this. Other than, oh my god, it was awesome. Yeah. I want to see it at WrestleMania.
I want to see it at WrestleMania too. I'll tell you one thing I don't want to see at WrestleMania.
What's that?
The new redneck stable that apparently WWE is going to do.
Oh god. What was
please,
the name?
Please, for everything that's holy, do not make a joke out of Luke and Eric. Please don't. I will cry. I mean, it's already enough that I have to be subjected to watching them get their asses kicked on SmackDown.
Which she did tonight.
Eric died twice tonight. That was so wrong. Poor fluffy baby. He needs a hug. I just can't endure them being made into a comedy shtick.
No, it was the Redneck Reppin' Company.
I don't like where this is going.
Me neither.
At all.
Me neither.
And I love how he didn't even think of it. When he said Redneck Reppin' Company to me, I'm like, oh god, Luke and Eric.
I didn't even think of Luke and Eric. I was thinking like Heath Slater.
Oh, come on. Luke and Eric are way more redneck than Heath Slater.
Heath Slater's pretty redneck.
No.
Yeah.
He just has an accent.
That's plenty redneck for me.
Oh, okay. Friggin' Yankee.
Well, he has a really strong redneck accent. What do you want?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I say we take our first break of the evening, and when we come back...
Wait, weren't we talking... Hold on. Aren't we talking about the other lawsuit thingy?
Oh, right. One more news item. I'm sorry. This is what happens when we add last-minute news items, and I forget to put them on the sheet. So... As Rock posed the question to me this afternoon, what happens when CM Punk opens his mouth?
Well, he gets sued.
Yep. That's right. According to court documents, the doctor that CM Punk slandered in his comments on Colt Cabana's podcast is now suing Punk for said slander, defamation of character, and anything else that you can think of for his unkind words.
Now, this is a lawsuit I back up.
There's actual proof, audio proof, of what Punk said and how, and the doctor can prove how his practice has suffered and his reputation has suffered due to Punk's words.
Yeah, so this one I back up. Other stupid ones out there? No, this one I do. Get him.
For other stupid ones out there, or I shouldn't say stupid ones, but for other lawsuits out there, unless you can prove that a concussion causes a heart attack, you have no case. Just saying. So, we're going to take our first break of the evening, and when we come back, we are going to be talking to the...
Keep going.
What are you whispering?
I said H.
B.
Keep going.
Oh, God, he's being silly. We're going to be talking to the icon, the showstopper, the main event. That's right, we have Mr. WrestleMania himself, Shawn Michaels. And he's going to tell us all about his brand new book, Wrestling for My Life. So you don't want to miss it, guys, because it's a really awesome interview. So you'll listen to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Looking for the latest in all things TNA Wrestling? Then look no further than TNAsylum.com. TNA Asylum keeps you up to date on all the happenings in TNA Wrestling, along with featured columns, full coverage of TNA-related events, and a first look on the behind-the-scenes events of TNA that you can't find anywhere else. Log on right now to the haven for TNA fans, TNAsylum.com.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com. And you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE,
Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. I've got the look that drives the girls wild. I've got the move that really move them. I said chill.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And I'm super excited because joining us right now is the man with many hats, including his trademark cowboy hat. He's a TV show host, father, WWE legend, and now the author of Wrestling for My Life, The Legend, The Reality, and Faith of a WWE Superstar. Available now at fine bookstores everywhere. Please welcome WWE Hall of Famer Shawn Michaels to the show. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're super excited to talk to you about your wonderful new book, which I know I thoroughly enjoyed reading. I hope everybody else enjoys as well. And I have really just kind of several burning questions, but one in particular that I have to know.
Right.
And that has the building sold yet?
Oh, thank you so much. Well, again, it's all right. This is when you know it's the Lord. I felt like I have to give a little setup here. Obviously, you have to read the book to know what the deal is with the building. But I felt as if telling that story in this book would honor the Lord and that He would deliver us from that building. And on December 31st of 2014, that building sold.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, we had a gentleman on December 1st make an offer, and then a couple days later, another gentleman made an offer and lowballed us on a figure but said he'd pay cash. And we said, well, no, we've got another offer. And he said, okay, what are they offering? And we told him, and he said, okay, cash deal. And we'll get it done by the end of the year. And of course, 4 years and counting, that thing has been like an albatross over our heads. And, it sold on the last day of the year. So just, an amazing thing.
That's a pretty cool way to close out 2014, I have to say.
For sure.
And you're opening 2015 with your wonderful new book. And I'm curious to know, cause I know what I took away from it, but I'd like to get your insight into what you would like people, you know, both Christian and maybe non-Christian, to take away from reading your book.
Well, I have to tell you, as I stated in the book, I'm obviously no biblical scholar and certainly not a pastor. I'm just a guy telling a story of what the Lord did in his life. But I've learned in the power of the testimony over the last several years. And so I'm just hoping that if I'm a guy that sort of stands there amongst many people and raises their hands and says, hey, just so you know, I went through this. I had this problem. It's okay to say you struggled here, or you struggled there, that it'll help other people do the same, where they'll feel more comfortable, knowing that it's okay. We live in a, especially in the WWE and that world, it's a world that obviously doesn't deal in a lot of truth, and there's always wearing a mask, so to speak, and just for a bit, you know, being honest with oneself and saying you need help and admitting to that, and that's not something that's looked upon as real strong these days, but you'd be surprised at what it does and the strength that one it takes to do it and two, the strength that the Lord gives you to move forward past it.
Well, that's a wonderful message to share and definitely picked up on that. And one of the other things that we kind of definitely picked up on as well is that you kind of when you went back into wrestling, I should say, you sort of reformed friendships and you actually created new ones. Isn't that correct?
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
So kind of what has it been like for you to sort of gain new friendships, especially with people that maybe didn't like you in the past, like The Undertaker?
Nothing short of spectacular. And that's, again, probably the, I don't know, it's always a toss-up about the single greatest thing about my salvation. But one of the things my faith has taught me that that everything in our lives is about relationships. And to have the opportunity to be given a second chance with these guys, especially, again, guys like Stone Cold Steve Austin and The Undertaker, guys that, gosh, we weren't necessarily friends or we hung out or anything like that, but we had a mutual respect for one another. But obviously because of the way I was before, it drove a wedge and didn't give us an opportunity to have more than just, again, that professional respect that you almost sort of have to have.
Right.
And having the opportunity to go back and form real friendships with those guys, and more importantly, to be at a point in our lives where I can say, hey, I'm going to do this book, and it's in an area where you guys may or may not be real comfortable with. It's about my faith, but I want to be transparent. I want to be open. I want to be honest. And if you can, only if you can be open and honest about me, would you write a dedication or would you write something? And I want you to be painfully honest that it's okay. Because I didn't want people, so to speak. I could have reached out to my friends, you know, Kevin Nash and Scott Hall and, gosh, my wife and kids and Keith Mark, people that know me and I know will write nice things about me. But I wanted these guys that could truly give a real assessment of the before and after. And honestly, the things they wrote almost brought a tear to my eye. And the fact that they said, no, not only will I do it, but I'd be honored to do it. And that just meant the world to me. Because we, you know, again, we have traveled some tough roads, these gentlemen and myself, to get where we're at. And now to have a friendship and a real relationship that goes so far past and beyond the wrestling business and even sort of the silliness that business brings to your life. It's nice to have something real and solid with those guys. And again, couldn't be more thrilled about that.
And that's absolutely wonderful to hear, I should say, if I could speak. And just as you're kind of going back down memory lane, do you have a fond memory from maybe the past few years or even before then that you like to share about those guys?
Well, the irony, I think, even with, well, I guess with both of them, is one, Steve and I had big differences. He was the guy that I was dropping the championship to at WrestleMania 14, which was supposed to be the last match that I ever had because I'd injured my back and I was told my career was over. And then to, again, all these years later, to have him be one of the guys that wrote a foreword in this book. And to be a guy that we talk on a fairly regular basis about hunting and our deer programs and our ranches and stuff like that. And then, of course, with The Undertaker, that's the guy who I ended up ending my career with, my actual wrestling career. I had my last two matches with him, and they were just so off the charts spectacular, and we brought a lot of our real life aspects into it and my faith into it, and it was just a wonderful thing. And it's an amazing moment to share those very real times with those guys, and that's been, as I said, nothing short of spectacular. And those are just two, I guess, fairly long-winded but quick stories about those two guys in particular.
I know we don't have a lot of time with you. I'd love to spend more time talking to you because you just sound wonderful to speak with. So I'd just like to thank you so much today for coming on and speaking with us.
Well, thank you very much for having me, and I appreciate the kind words.
Once again, a big thanks to Shawn Michaels. Everyone, go check out Wrestling for My Life, available at fine booksellers everywhere. And you want to stay tuned because when we come back, we're going to be talking all about Wednesday night's exciting episode of NXT. We'll tell you what happened there. And then later in the show, we're going to be previewing WWE Fastlane. So you don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. Thursday nights, you need to experience The Rack. From wrestling news, discussions, and interviews with wrestling's biggest superstars, like Kane, Seth Rollins, Edge, and more. It's The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on RackRadioShow.com.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
Looking for one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW is pimping.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
See, I just can't stand.
And you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
That really move him. I said chill.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure
needs. Take a shot, everybody.
Although I will say, it was later in the show this time when I screwed up the plug. See, Shawn Michaels! He just makes me flub all day long. All damn day long. Yeah, no, I'm not drinking. Like, that's tomorrow night that I get drunk. By the way, huge thanks to Shawn Michaels. Thank you so much for coming on, speaking with us. 10 minutes was not enough, so, you know, Mr. Producer Man over there, you're gonna have to get him back on.
We're working on things. Don't worry.
If you are in the Atlanta area, so, you know, I don't know how many of you are out there, but Shawn is actually going to be in our neck of the woods. He's doing a signing February 21st at the Walmart near Atlanta. The address is 3615 Marietta Highway, Dallas, Georgia. It's at a Walmart. And then if you're in Brentwood, so I'm going to have to text my friends in Brentwood, he's also doing a signing of copies in Brentwood, Tennessee at 1 p.m., but it doesn't give the address. So go check out his Twitter, at Shawn Michaels, or twitter.com/Shawn Michaels all the information.
Or go to wrestlingformylife.com.
Or wrestlingformylife.com. Yes, it's going to have signing. So go check it out. Go meet Shawn. It'll be awesome.
And his book. All right, we told you. We teased you all week. Here's the review. It's awesome. Go read his book.
It's awesome, yes.
If you don't like religion talk, it may not be the book for you, but there's some good stuff in there besides all the religion talk.
If you can look past all the religion talk, which sometimes you have to do, there's a really, really awesome message about the book, and there's some very wonderful stories in it. But yeah, if you're not comfortable with a lot of religion talk, this is probably not the book for you, but it's still a good read.
It's still a good read. It's a short book, 160-something pages. I think we mentioned that before.
Yeah, it's like 163 pages. Big type.
Big type. But he hooks you with some wrestling stories and then gets into some of the religion. But it's an overall good book. Thank you to them for giving us a copy of the book to review and for, well, helping us interview the heartbreak kid, Shawn Michaels.
Yes. Yes. Very, very exciting experience. Love to talk to him. We need to do it again. But now we're going to do something equally exciting.
And what's that?
We're going to talk all about NXT.
And NXT Open with the commish.
After the most exciting and shocking event in NXT history, at NXT TakeOver Rival, we crowned a new NXT champion in Kevin Owens. Now, let me make this perfectly clear. Here in NXT, a championship can change hands by pinfall, submission, or ref stoppage due to a knockout. Now, Mr. Owens may think that he has the right to do whatever on earth he wants to do, but the reality is he doesn't. Mr. Owens claims to be a prize fighter, someone who only fights for money. And I hate to be the one to burst Mr. Owens' bubble, but he doesn't make the rules here. I do. So tonight, Kevin Owens will face Adrian Neville in a non-title match. Now, Adrian Neville hasn't earned the right for a championship rematch, but he has earned the right for a rematch against the man who sent him to hospital several months ago. It's a new era on NXT. And it begins right now.
Regal had a mad.
Regal had a mad, and this was awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. And I like how they added at the end, pinfall, submission, or knockout.
You
don't tell us before the match, you tell us after the match, which means it could happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Like that nice little touch. Then, speaking of Kevin Owens, we heard from the NXT champion.
It seems a lot of people have an issue with what I did at TakeOver and the way I won this NXT title. And quite frankly, those people have no right to be mad about anything, because the fact is, I haven't lied or pretended to be anything I'm not. From the moment I got here, I made my intentions very clear. I said I would fight anyone and everyone to make things for my family better. And that's exactly what I did. Who I beat or how I beat them is irrelevant. What matters now is that Sami Zayn is the past. And when you're done with the past, what do? You look to the future, and that is Finn Balor. Finn, I'm well aware that you are the number one contender for my NXT title, and I'm here to tell you, go to William Regal, pick a date, and I will be there. But you must know that what happened at TakeOver, it's gonna happen to you, because nobody is gonna take this away from me or my family.
Strong promo from Kevin Owens.
I liked both the opening promo from Regal and the opening promo from Owens. That was the nicest FU for both of them that I think I've ever heard.
Towards one another? Yeah.
Yeah, towards one another, but also Owen saying FU to everybody who's like, hey, you know, he doesn't deserve this, or this happened way too soon, or whatever. That's basically him saying, yeah, go stuff it.
Pretty much. And when the time comes that Finn Balor and Kevin Owens square off, ooh, it's going to be good.
Yeah. I kind of can't wait for that. That's going to be awesome.
Spoiler alert, the match has happened, and they go about like 25 minutes. Can't wait.
Yeah, I need to see this. Really kind of need to see this.
Coming up in a few weeks on NXT. The NXT roster is changing, Lindsay.
It is changing.
Because we had a return for the first time in history. It's Gore in NXT. So Rhino was back. Nice return.
Yeah, it was a very surprising turn. Very cool to see Rhino.
Apparently Rhino's in it for a little bit now, so that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool to see Rhino, and he showed up and, well, he gored a dude. It's the best way to put it. He showed up to gore a dude.
Pretty much, yeah. And he got paid a lot of money to do it.
Yes, he did. So, the dude gets gored. 1, 2, 3. Rhino is your winner in the opening contest on NXT. We went backstage and heard from the number one contender.
Victory at TakeOver and becoming the new number one contender. Now, we just heard from Kevin Owens. What's your response?
Well, Devin, Kevin Owens is the new NXT champion. And after the destruction he caused at TakeOver, I'm sure he has a very high opinion of himself. But guess what? I'm the number one contender, and I've got a high opinion of myself too. I'll face Kevin Owens anywhere, any place, any time. You know, Kevin, he likes to say he's a prize fighter. Well, I fight for a prize too. The NXT championship.
And at that point, Rhino walked in and had to stare down Finn Balor.
Could get interesting.
Yes, it was a cool moment, little moment. Look, cool little tease. Finn Balor versus Rhino, that could be good.
Yeah, that could be good. And I still can't get over Balor's voice, because you expect him to sound much more, I guess, sinister than what he actually sounds like, so it's still getting used to that.
Well, he's very calm as Finn Balor. The demon is not out.
This is true. The face paint is not on.
The face paint is not on. Oh my god, that's a transition for you. Vaudevillains took on Enzo Amore and Big Cass.
What did Enzo do to his face?
Thank you. That was gonna be my first question, because that's in my notes. What the hell is up with Enzo's beard?
Even the announcers were like, "What the hell, dude?"
Like he grew it out and dyed it blonde.
I don't even know with Enzo anymore. I just stopped questioning his style choices months ago.
Did Carmella say I like a blonde beard? I don't know.
I have no idea, but I like the three of them together.
They're it's an awesome trio. She's fitting in nicely with them lately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Vaudevillains dominated early, but Enzo and Cass worked well together and picked up the win off the nice comeback. So Enzo and Cass pick up the win. And then, well, the tag team champions, well, they've taken a little, have a little eye on Carmella.
Good job. That was great. That was good. Just not good enough.
See, an NXT rival, everyone thought it was a fluke that we would retain these NXT tag titles. And we just proved everyone wrong. Now, Carmella. Girl, you are looking fabulous. If you want to leave those two sewer rats and get some real champions, why don't you come on over to Blake and Murphy?
Carmella, how you doing?
Body beating!
The Thai champs are cocky.
Don't get too cocky, boys. Don't get too cocky, because someone can take those away. There's plenty of teams there that could do it. And, well, the Ascension may be on their way back, so, you know, never know.
No. I don't think the Ascension are on their way back.
No, I don't think they are either, but...
That would make them the Descension, and that's not happening.
No, that's not happening, no. But, by the way, yay, Vaudevillains!
Yay, Vaudevillains, they were good, but they came up short on this occasion.
They did.
We then heard from Adrian Neville.
Excuse me, Adrian, can I just have a moment of your time, please? Adrian, I know you must be disappointed in not becoming the number one contender, but tonight you get a bit of a consolation prize in the form of NXT champion Kevin Owens. Just wanted to get your thoughts on tonight's match.
Well, Greg, you know, you're right. Last week I had an opportunity to be the number one contender for the NXT championship, and I failed. I fell short, and it's hard to take, but, you know, in a weird way, it's kind of like a relief, because here in NXT, I am very used to being hunted, and now I feel like the roles are reversed, and now I get the opportunity to be the hunter. I get to prioritize what is personal to me, and what is personal to me is Kevin Owens. You see, last week, I had a watch while Kevin Owens destroyed my good friend Sami Zayn, and before that, last time I faced Kevin Owens in the ring, I left Full Sail University on a stretcher. Now, you cannot think that I've forgotten about that. And after tonight, Greg, after tonight, Kevin Owens, he will not be able to forget what I do to him.
Another strong promo.
Promo games were on point tonight.
They were, and they're keeping them nice and short.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are. They're not getting too wordy.
I think that's the key. They're short, to the point, and they have a purpose. They're not going off on tangents like we do. They're straight to the point. So at NXT TakeOver, we crowned a brand new NXT Women's Champion in Sasha Banks. And, well, a couple of the girls, Becky Lynch and Bayley, well, they came up short, and, well, they have some comments.
I got to be in the ring with three of the best. And I put my heart out there, but it wasn't my night. But I promise there will be a night where I win the NXT Women's Championship.
The Fatal 4-Way at NXT Rival was the biggest match of my career, and I gave it my all out there. And I was this close to winning. And I would have won if it wasn't for Bayley. So if anybody else had to win, I suppose I'm happy that it was Sasha. But I'm super happy that Charlotte was the loser.
Oh, Becky.
Becky tried.
And they've been working with her on her accent, you can tell.
You can tell, yeah. Then the show, we have to stop right now. Stop.
We do?
We have to stop the show.
Why do we have to stop the show?
Because the show is being taken over.
Turn it off! Turn it all off right now! Turn it off! I'm sick and tired of this! I am sick and tired of this! You're gonna have a special on the NXT? You're gonna have a special and I'm not gonna be on it? No, that's bullcrap! That's bullcrap! I'm tired of it! I hate all you people! I hate NXT, and it's over now, because I am ending this show. I'm ending this show right now. I'm taking it hostage.
Oh, Mr. Man Panties, you're so precious.
CJ, what's CJ Parker doing? Is he taking NXT hostage? He's just going to stop the show?
CJ Parker never seems to amaze me.
Never ceases to amaze you or ceases to?
Ceases to amaze me.
Where does science say CJ Parker is taking over the takeover?
This is not a twist.
Who is that?
Guys, what's going on here? CJ Parker being
Someone
attacked.
Someone is taking it to CJ Parker. Came over the barricade.
That's Solomon Crowe. Solomon Crow has arrived here in NXT.
We've heard an awful lot about this guy. Look at that.
He obviously didn't agree with CJ Parker's little protest. CJ's paying for it.
And now we return to your regularly scheduled broadcast.
So, Solomon Crow makes his debut by beating up a very grouchy Mr. Man Panties, aka CJ Parker. This was interesting. This wasn't my most favorite thing on the show. It was really cool to see Crow debut. I'm not sure how I feel about him. I need to see more of him, but honestly, my first gut reaction was, why does he look like a troll doll? And then upon further review, I figured out that he looks more like Syndrome from The Incredibles with black hair. And I've also seen comparisons to Vegeta and several other people, so I'm not sure how I feel about the gimmick. I'm gonna have to give it time and see how it goes.
Ditto. Best way to put it, ditto.
Yeah, I need more time to see it. This wasn't enough, but it was a good debut. I liked the creative stuff with the screens flashing.
Yeah, but I have a feeling it's gonna get old really quick.
Yeah, so we're just gonna have to see how it goes.
Yeah, I don't have the highest of hopes, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Up next, Sasha Banks, the NXT Women's Champion, takes on Blue Pants.
Blue Pants!
She has a full entrance now with entrance video.
It's awesome!
Let's go, Sasha. Let's go, Blue Pants chants. And Sasha was telling her to leave the ring and holding up the ropes. And, well, Blue Pants kicked her off the rope. It was awesome. And out of the ring. We had a Sasha's ratchet. Sasha's no, she's not chant. Solid matchup between the two. Blue Pants is amazing. Uh-huh. But Sasha Banks ends up making her tap out to the bank statement. Solid match.
Very solid match. I just adore Blue Pants. She has such great energy. She really does. Like, she could have been... It's like, because, you know, we're wrestling fans. We're idiots. And what do we latch on to? We latch on to somebody that they called Blue Pants. He was only supposed to be there for, like, 5 minutes to job to Carmella. And she's, like, more over than half the divas on the roster.
Right.
Because we're just idiots like that.
Even on the little placard thing, when her name flashes up, it's even in blue.
Like, yeah, it's Blue Pants. That's who we know, that's what we know her by, that's what we call her, and I keep saying that the day they give her a name, we're gonna reject it, we're gonna be like, no, that's Blue Pants, okay? That is her name, just call her that.
It's not Leva Bates.
It's Blue Pants.
It's Blue Pants. We'll talk more about Leva Bates in Tweet of the Week. Then we heard from the champ, really quick.
Sasha, congratulations on the win here, but more importantly, what does it mean for you to finally be the NXT Women's Champion?
What does it mean? It means that everyone, and I mean everyone, including Becky, Bailey, and especially you, Charlotte, are going to have to admit that I am the baddest diva in NXT.
I like that they're keeping her heel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She needs to be a heel.
She knows how to work it as a heel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very, very strong right there. We had a health update on Sami Zayn. He suffered some blows to head, but the doctors took him out. He was fine. He got sent over to Abu Dhabi and competed with the roster for his commitments, and he'll be back on NXT here in a few weeks.
And I'm sure he'll have a lot to say concerning one Kevin Owens.
When he does indeed return. Speaking of Kevin Owens, amazing main event. Kevin Owens, Adrian Neville.
Oh my god, I need more of this in my life.
This was a really good back and forth battle between the two. Owens had Neville down for a while, but Neville was able to make his comeback, even with a moonsault off the top rope to the outside, which was awesome. Owens would constantly escape the ring. eventually on the floor, off the apron, Adrian Neville hit an amazing 450.
Oh my god, yes he did.
Then in the ring, he had a German suplex and then hit like a deadlift German suplex on Kevin Owens. That was amazing strength.
That was super impressive. Because it wasn't the Brock Lesnar, I'm going to throw people German suplex. It was an actual German suplex where Neville power lifts Kevin Owens into it. Yeah. And it was just really, really, really nice.
He had that holy crap look on his face.
Yeah, Owens is like, wait, what? What?
Neville even spiked him into the mat off of like a weird head scissors spike thing into the mat for a long two count. Owens rolled out of the way of the red arrow, but hit a pop-up powerbomb for the win. Really intense, really fun, but Kevin Owens picked up the win. Really good match. And like you said, we need more of it.
Yeah, I need a full-blown feud.
Okay, please.
Please. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Right. Overall, good follow-up to TakeOver.
Very, very good follow-up to TakeOver. Very strong follow-up. I look forward to the upcoming weeks to see how they continue to grow things.
Same here.
So on that note, I say we take our second and final break of the evening.
Third and final.
Sorry, I'm used to two. Third and final break of the evening. And when we come back, we're going to be talking all about Fastlane and, well, a little bit of SmackDown, because there's some stuff from SmackDown we do have to talk about.
Mainly Bray Wyatt.
But a little bit of Dean Ambrose is going to get thrown in there, too. So you don't want to miss that. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We will be right back.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
It's boots to asses time.
From the big returns.
You gotta be kidding me! I see a ghost in Jarvis! Jason the Snake Roberts! What on earth? I've got chills out of here!
To the shocking moments.
In case you haven't figured it out yet, what I do better than anybody is a gap. Last night was plan A. Tonight, plan B. There's always a plan B.
Oh my god! Are you kidding me? Rollins down! He's assaulting Ambrose! After he took out Reigns!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of The Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with The Rack Extra, weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply dabomb.com.
This is the Godfather of Extreme, Rob Parks. Tune in every Saturday, midnight-ish, for CB Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MVG1211.
This is your host, D'Angelo De Niro, and I'm going to make something perfectly clear to my congregation. When Pope is done pimp-slapping all of his opponents in the ring, and Pope likes to sit down and relax, he goes to youtube.com/MVG1211.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesday today.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rock on Wild Talk Radio.
And welcome back to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And now we're going to take a little break before we jump into Fastlane and SmackDown, and we're going to do a little thing we like to call Tweet of the Week.
To be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, it cannot wait, I'm sure.
Dolph Ziggler, because I only favorited two because I honestly forgot to go and do it. Wrestler Valentine's Day cards. I'm just a heel, missing my boo. Happy Valentine's Day.
Asshole.
But babe! Your Valentine's Day card is from CVS because you're certifiably very sexy. Also, the CVS is next to Chipotle.
Is that what Dolph Ziggler said?
Yes.
See, you missed. Ziggler said, for the first one, I get it, you're a comedian. And he goes, Ziggler went, and a wrestler, are you still one? And Zack Ryder replied, I just do rumbles now.
Aw, poor Zach.
So you stole half of my one tweet. Anyway. Is that all you have?
That's all I got.
Yeah, I don't have that many. It's been a slow week.
I have a rant, though.
Alright, we'll get there. Sewers, the fake ESPN Sewers. Peyton Manning tells family he's physically and mentally prepared to sit at a dinner table after 2015 with fewer rings than Eli. Ow. Fake John Madden Sewers. Peyton Manning tells Broncos he's physically and mentally prepared to lead the team to another early exit in the playoffs. Taz, seeing at the real Al Snow and the word trending together, hashtag oxymoron, congrats Al. Three Man Booth, why is it that I have a couple of drinks and I become a 10-year-old? Bree, wait, what? Which means one thing.
Prima.
Missy Hyatt, keeping my fingers crossed that Virgil will be honored tonight for Black History Month for his innovations in taking a gimmick table on the road. Ouch. WWE creative humor. Kane is a businessman. Well, technically, he's a dentist. Gregory Iron. These Bray Wyatt promos are getting me jacked for the return of Papa Shango at WrestleMania. Hope he doesn't miss his spot this time. Three Man Booth. Paige grabbed Leva Bates. MacGyver of women's wrestling. She can make ring gear out of a paperclip, newspaper, and gum. Hashtag wrong. Also, does this mean there's a naked Leva Bates in the back right now? Or did she find some blue pants?
She found some blue pants.
Three-man booth. Sting is WCW. Triple H is WWE. Paul Heyman is ECW. And hashtag Big Show ruins things. Yes, he does. Like Eric Rowan tonight on SmackDown. Three-man booth. Is Bray Wyatt building a casket or a new rocking chair? I think it was a casket.
Pretty sure it was a casket.
And finally, Pulse Wrestling. WWE NXT Samoa Joe name generator. Old Husky Pants. Hashtag NXT. Hashtag Samoa Joe.
Dude, he could totally resurrect Husky Harris.
So
Husky, you're so different.
Right? Anyway, you have a rant?
Just real quick, because I've seen this picture circulating around on the internet. I have no idea if it's true or not, but I'm going to go off the assumption that it is true just based on what the topic is, and that's 50 Shades of Grey. Ladies, if it turns you on, great. But if you're gonna go into a public theater and you're gonna fuck yourself with a zucchini, don't leave it for the people to pick up. Take out your own crap. I mean, come on. That's nasty.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you know, there's just line. There's line. And honestly, I shouldn't be surprised because supposedly there was a copy of 50 Shades of Grey that picked up an STD.
What?
You never heard that?
No.
There was a copy that was rented from a library that actually had an STD based on what somebody was doing with it. That picked it up. From the fluids. It's really kind of nasty. So, you know, if it turns you on, great. If you enjoy it, great. I'm not going to judge you that much. Only a little, because I have to be honest. But yeah, don't be doing that kind of stuff and leaving those kinds of things all over the place for other people to have to pick up. That's just gross. Pick up your own stuff, throw it out.
This moment brought to you by CBRadioLive.com. Here's CB Radio Saturday Night's Midnight Edition of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, because wrestling podcast, and I'm complaining about 50 Shades of Grey. Because why not? Because I'm the only chick in the United States that isn't gonna see it.
Probably. Unless you're on Tumblr. Anyway.
No, because Tumblr's completely against it, so.
Right. So, anyway. Now where are we going? We've lost control of this show.
Did we ever have control of this show?
No. What are we doing first? We doing Bray first? We need to cleanse our soul with Bray.
We need the Bray.
Let's just go. Here, Bray, sing.
A place you can't hide. Walk with the Reaper. Leave this world behind. You like that song? I sing it to all my pets. Right before I put him down. Time's ticking, man. And the angel with the burned wings is waving you on home. Find me. Or I'll find you.
Bray must have taken a relaxer or something. He was very smoky, so...
You know,
he's dipping into the lantern stash. Another great promo on his part. He's building to something. And this is going to kind of lead into Fastlane a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's what they could be building to. Obviously, it's looking like Bray versus Taker just by the hints that he's dropping. And... could we see Taker show up at Fastlane? Or could we see Bray go looking for Taker at Fastlane?
I want to see Bray go look for Taker at Fastlane.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that. I want to see somebody go find The Undertaker.
Maybe to a graveyard. Maybe to his home in Texas. Maybe just to some random, you know, convenience store in Nashville. I don't know. Find an old man in a convenience store. You know, you can find one anywhere. Filling out prescriptions for old man stuff.
Old man stuff?
I had no idea where I was going with that.
Go to a fedora store. They'll find something they both like there.
Hey, then go to the, you know, Goodwill or whatever.
They could go to, I can't see Taker Thompson through Goodwill.
He could be dropping things off.
He could be. There we go.
Him and Michelle could be dropping things off and Bray just there, you know. Oh god, he could find old Undertaker clothes at Goodwill because Michelle drops them off because she didn't like what he was wearing.
Probably.
Could happen. Really could happen.
I'm waiting for the day that, like, his gear shows up there because, you know, he retires and she gets rid of it and doesn't realize it's in there. So she takes it to Goodwill and it pops up of, hey, somebody found the Undertaker's gear at Goodwill.
Right?
Because it's gonna happen, y'all. It's gonna happen.
It is gonna happen. Probably.
But yeah, I would actually, in terms of this storyline, like to see Bray searching for Taker in some manner, whether it's he searches at Fastlane and we see a couple promos, whether he searches Monday on Raw and we see promos, he's not allowed to search on Tuesday because they're going to be in Atlanta and his ass better be there live.
Because somebody's going to go there.
Because somebody's going to the show, me, and I want to see him live again because the last time I saw him, he hadn't debuted yet. So I want to be a part of the Bray Wyatt experience. I want to be a part of the lights.
You want to be a Firefly.
I want to be a Firefly. But I'd like to, I would really, really like to see that because it would be a different story. No one has sought The Undertaker out since Shawn Michaels. Shawn was the last one to really go looking for Taker, and he didn't have to look far because Taker was still there on the active roster. This would actually be a search for The Undertaker because no one has seen or heard of him, in WWE at least, since the thing happened.
Right.
So nobody really knows what happened to him. And it would be that Bray goes looking for Taker, and he finds answers, and eventually he does find Taker. And, well, is Taker the same man that we remember from WrestleMania last year? Or is he more, or is he different? Is he old and gray?
It has me curious. It has me very curious.
The thing is, if you think about it, they could take the Undertaker character in a brand new direction.
They could.
They really could, because now he's lost the streak, which is what essentially they were sort of booking it as encompassed him. Mm-hmm. So now that the streak is dead, is the Undertaker dead? And all that remains is Mark Calloway.
Hi, I'm Mark Calloway.
Mark Calloway. Because the way that they seem to be building this match, do we have a sounder for that?
Hi, I'm Mark Calloway.
There it is.
I'm going to it as you ask for it.
One brain. One fucking brain, I swear to God.
Right.
The way that they're booking this is it seems like they're booking it to be a retirement match for Taker. Mm-hmm. Just based on the really subtle hints that they're dropping with Bray. You know, the final nail in the coffin, closing the coffin, all those different things. We're now kind of getting an idea of what they're going to do between Bray and Taker, and that's probably Bray is going to take down Taker, which he desperately needs to do.
He does.
And so it would be a cool thing to see Bray seek out the Undertaker, and the Undertaker is no longer the man that we remember him, but he's somebody different, and over the course of the next few weeks, as they build to Mania, Taker gradually regains his strength and his powers, and he calls that back one more time for one more challenge against Bray Wyatt, and it's not enough.
Possibly.
And Bray retires him. Which, when that happens, I will cry on this show. just warning everybody now. If it's a retirement match and Taker retires, tears will be shed, and just, yeah, it's, yeah, that's gonna be a bad week.
Yeah.
But, we also should note on SmackDown that, well, we had Dean on commentary, which is always gold.
I love how R-Truth was rapping and then brought up, you know, whoop, there it is, and Dean was like, it was a song in 1993 and it's still on my iPod.
Yeah, you dork.
It's really cool.
It was really cool. Dean was very, very good on commentary. Not surprising. You know, he's pretty good at everything he does. And, well, that leads us to our first match at Fastlane, which is Dean Ambrose taking on Wade Barrett for the IC title.
As always, we want your picks. Please go to facebook.com/groups/smalltalkradio network, facebook.com/smalltalkradio network, or twitter.com/@smalltalkradio. Or media at wildtalkradio.com and send in your picks, and we'll have the results on Sunday on Russell Talk Radio. Plus, we're asking the Magic 8 Ball this time around, too, so, you know.
Yes!
So, this one. Dean versus Bad News Barrett. By the way, he is a harsh, harsh man as Bad News Barrett.
Yes, yes he is. He's brutally honest.
He's brutally honest. If you don't know what we're talking about, check out the Rec Extra Total Divas. Season 3, Episode 16, now available on Rock Radio Show and WildTalkRadio.com. He just gives it straight to Alicia Fox. It was brutal and honest. It was awesome to see. As far as the match goes, I think it's too early to give it to Dean. Like, I like that Dean was putting over how important the Intercontinental Championship actually is. But I think it's a little too early to give him the strap. What do you think?
I'm going to disagree on that. I can see them taking it off Dean because right now there's more options with Dean.
You mean put it on Dean?
Yeah, give it to Dean, sorry. There's more options with him. He's, no offense to Bad News Barrett, but he's a more important character. He's more visible. They've got him doing more and more in terms of press. So it's something of give him the IC title. It'll look good with him. He'll bring importance to it because it matters to him, not that it doesn't matter to Barrett. But he'll bring kind of that much needed importance back to it. And you, it's another way to start to build Dean back up because they need to now start to build Dean. And by doing a feud with Barrett, by giving him the IC title and giving him a run with the IC title, that will help build him back up and get him to a level where they're now ready to take him back into the main event after the dust all settles post-Mania. So, I'm gonna say that, yeah, they give it to Dean.
I'm gonna stick to Bad News Barrett just because I have the feeling he's keeping the belt. I don't know if it'll be clean, but he'll keep the belt. But you made a really convincing argument for him to, you know, win the belt. Our Magic 8 Ball says, and I quote, "Reply, Hazy, try again." So, we're gonna count try again as a no. Dean Ambrose will not win the Intercontinental Championship.
How can you even interpret it like that?
You want me to hit try again?
Yes!
Most likely, fine. Dean Ambrose wins the Intercontinental Championship. You happy now?
Yes.
Okay.
You always ask it again when it says try again.
Fine, we'll ask it again. Alright, you know, most likely Dean Ambrose wins the Intercontinental Championship. Alright?
Yes.
What's next?
I don't know what's next.
Let's go with the WWE Tag Team titles. The Usos taking on Tyson Kidd and Cesaro, because the name Lindsay said in my head just made me laugh. Anyway. That's why I stopped for a minute.
Yeah.
I want to see Kidd and Cesaro get the belts, but it's Usos, and they always win the belts, so Usos retain.
Yeah, I say Usos retain here.
The Magic 8 Ball says concentrate and ask again, so we'll ask again. It says, better not tell you now, will the Usos, so we have to do it one more time. Or we're calling it better not tell you now as a no.
That's a no.
Better not tell you now as a no. Usos will not retain the belts. Gold versus Star for the dust.
Star.
It's gotta be Stardust, right?
Unless they're going to take this to, unless it goes to a no contest and they take it to Mania, which I can't see them doing.
I don't see it lasting another 5 weeks. The Magic 8-Ball says ask him later, so we ask again. It's concentrating. Without a doubt, Stardust wins at Fastlane.
There you go.
Let's see, where should we go next? Oh yeah, the 6-man tag. Eric Rowan, Dolph Ziggler, and the Ryback take on, I believe it's Kane and Big Show and Seth Rollins. Yes, that is the match. 6-man tag.
The heels.
You have the heels going over?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Seth Rollins gonna pick up the win, I'm feeling for his team, cause they don't wanna, you know, make, you know, Eric Rowan look strong, cause he got to have him get beat up by the Big Show repeatedly.
They're building to something with that group. I don't know quite what it is, but they're building to something with Eric, Dolph, and Ryback. And whether somebody turns on somebody, whether, I don't know what's gonna happen. But they're making Rollins obviously extremely strong right now. They're not gonna have him lose right before Mania. So, and they're also pushing the hell out of Kane and Big Show. So yeah, I'm gonna say it's gonna be Seth, Show, and Kane. But there might be some shenanigans in this one.
I hear voices.
They're
in my head. They talk to me.
He may show up.
But Rollins picks up the win for his team. The Magic 8-Ball says, will Eric Rowan, Dolph Ziggler, and Ryback win? Most likely. So the Magic 8-Ball is going against us because we're going with the heels. Up next, the WWE Divas Championship is on the line. Paige versus Nikki Bella.
I want Paige to win, but I know Nikki's winning.
I'm with you. I say Nikki retains it here with help from Brie. But the feud's not over.
Oh no, the feud is definitely not over, but Nikki's going over here. This is probably going to Mania.
In some fashion. I still smell a tag. AJ and Paige versus the Bella Twins at WrestleMania.
Probably.
The Magic 8-Ball says, you may rely on it, that being Paige winning the Divas Championship. At Fastlane. So there you go. John Cena takes on the Mighty Rusev for the United States Championship.
Oh, this is hard to call.
Because it's John Cena on a pay-per-view.
It's John Cena on a pay-per-view. It's for a title, and the question is are they gonna pull the trigger and have Cena beat Rusev, or are they gonna have Rusev beat Cena? That's the really, really hard thing, because you would think that they would save something like this for Mania.
Right.
Unless John Cena's getting somebody else for Mania.
I still say brother team with Hogan and Cena versus Rusev and somebody.
And I could see that.
Don't want to see it, but I can see it. Hogan's begging for a match.
It's all if he can. If he can physically compete. It's Cena. It's gonna be Cena.
Rusev wins. Go ahead.
No, I don't think Rusev's gonna win. I don't think this is gonna be clean.
So you have John Cena walk, alright, better question. Is John Cena walking out the US champion?
No.
So you have Cena winning by DQ?
Cena wins by DQ.
Okay. I say Rusev wins. The Magic 8-Ball says, where's the window? There it is. Will Rusev lose to John Cena in a fast lane? My sources say no. So Rusev wins, according to Magic 8-Ball. Now, before we get to the main event, there's a confrontation that's going to take place. Triple H and Sting.
Yes.
What do you expect to go down?
I expect some fisticuffs. I expect some physicality, some words to be exchanged, and a match to be made at WrestleMania.
I say a match gets made from WrestleMania. It's going to be really awkward, but really cool at the same time to actually hear Sting talk in a WWE ring.
Yeah.
I have a feeling a stipulation could be added down the line. I don't think it's added at Fastlane, but they're going to do a hard sell for the match at Fastlane because it's going to have the most eyeballs for a pay-per-view in a while on Fastlane just because it's free. So you're going to get... and Sting, so you're going to try to get as much hype out of it as you can.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
It should be a fun segment. It'll probably be they've been working it out in Orlando this week, so you know they're wanting to get it right, which is awesome. That Sting went to Orlando this week to work with Triple H. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I would agree.
So that's our little preview on that. It should be a fun little segment on the pay-per-view. Now it's the most controversial main event in a while. Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan. This one, ooh, Ike. In the build-up to Fastlane, we've been talking about it on the show. How we don't want to see the triple threat. We don't.
Mm-mm.
We think it's a bad idea because it gives them an out. That said, before we go into this match a little bit farther, I like the little tease that, you know, Rock may actually be sticking around past WrestleMania. If that's the case, that throws a whole lot of curveballs at WrestleMania.
Yeah, it does.
I'm kind of intrigued with Brock actually sticking around because there's concerns over his health and everything going back into MMA. He still could, but I like the idea because Jim Ross was talking about it. He could actually stay in WWE past WrestleMania, which would be cool. This match, I don't want the triple threat. Like, I could see Brock coming in and destroying both men, leaving both men laying to causing a no contest. I really could see that.
I can see that, yeah.
That way, because I don't see any other possible way unless you do a double pin. God, that would be stupid. But I could see them also doing a double pin to get to the triple threat. I hope they go with Reigns and Brock as your main event, just because if the idea is to push Roman, push him. Make him look strong. And the only way to really do it is in the singles match, not in a triple threat. Because it worked for Daniel Bryan last year because he was beating Evolution. This year, having Roman beat Daniel, not have Brock lose, or even if Brock loses, it's a triple threat, two men to beat the beast. If they're gonna push Roman, push Roman. Push him strong. Even though on TV they really don't. That's besides the point. What's your thoughts?
They're wavering on Roman.
Yes.
It's very clear that they are wavering on him. I'm kind of with you. I don't want to see the triple threat simply because I think it sets a precedent that I don't like. That basically you can win the Royal Rumble and you can still lose your shot at Mania. Basically the point of the Rumble is to guarantee someone a shot at WrestleMania. No questions asked. And the fact that, you know, now it's, well, yeah, you won the Rumble, and yeah, you have the guaranteed shot, but, well, we're just not sure, so we're going to have you put it up on the line, and you can lose it. So it sets a precedent that I don't like. That being said, I'm with you. If you're going to push Roman, push Roman. We've all been in this boat for a better part of 7 months, where you've been pushing him and pushing him and pushing him, and now you're finally here to the moment where you have to pull the trigger, and it makes, you know, you've essentially done that. You've pulled the trigger on Roman, and now you have to follow through on it. Yeah, did Daniel Bryan come back? Sure. But that doesn't mean that he should be going into the main event, and he shouldn't, I don't think, going in a triple threat.
Right.
Like, right now, Bryan doesn't need to be in the title picture. They need to work on rebuilding Bryan and kind of getting him back to that point where he's ready to go back into the main event and face people and just make sure that his neck is 100% okay. Because the last thing you want to do with somebody who's just had neck surgery is put him in the ring with someone that's going to throw him around like a beanbag.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you go back and you look at what he did to Taker. You look at what he did to Cena. Okay, magnify that by 5 or 10, and that's what he's going to do to Bryan.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just something, and it would be a great match to watch, but Bryan doesn't really need to be in there. Bryan can be inserted back into the title picture post-Mania.
So, you're going Reigns?
I'm going with Reigns, just because it's, if you're going to make the promise to put him in, put him in. Is the match going to suck? Yeah. But it's either Roman sinks or swims at this point.
Book him strong. Let him dominate people from now to WrestleMania. It's your only chance.
It really is.
Stop having him lose to Big Show and Kane. Please. Even though he beats Kane, have him actually pin Kane, no countouts. Ryback can do it, why can't Roman? Just pointing this out. Roman Reigns wins. The Magic 8-Ball says, my reply is no, Roman Reigns does not beat Daniel Bryan at Fastlane.
Well, I guess we'll have to see.
Yeah, we will. So, that's our Fastlane preview again. Send your picks on the Facebook, on the Twitters, and media at wildtalkradio.com.
So, I think we're done.
Yeah, we are done. Thanks for everyone for tuning in this week. Hope you enjoyed our interview with the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels. Check out the Rack Extra Total Divas Season 3, Episode 16, now available at rackradioshow.com, wildtalkradio.com, and at youtube.com/WTRTheRack. So please subscribe to the channel. Saturday night, midnight edition of CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Follow the show on Twitter at CB Radio WTR, Facebook.com/cigarettebuttsandbananas. Visit the website, cbradiolive.com, and use the hashtag BlameRob. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio, 11 p.m. Eastern, recapping WWE Fastlane. Monday night, Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And we'll be right back here for another edition of the Rack right here at 10 p.m. Eastern next Thursday night. Follow the show on Twitter at WTR_Rack, Facebook.com/WTRTheRack. As I said, subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/WTRTheRack. Go, what?
Nothing.
Okay. Get us on iTunes, Wild Talk Radio Network, Rack Radio Show. Same for Stitcher, Wild Talk Radio Network, and Rack Radio Show. And tune in radio, Wild Talk Radio Network. You can follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LNSWRD. Go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitter. And please don't forget to check out our very fine sponsors, PWMania.com, TNAsylum.com, The Haven for TNA fans, and Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211. Once again, a huge thanks to Shawn Michaels. Such a pleasure to talk to him. Again, 10 minutes is not long enough. Hint, hint, wink, wink. So, and if you missed it, well, I guess you're just going to have to stay tuned until the archives come out in the next couple of days, because it was pretty rad to talk to him. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye.